For the past couple of years, you've been getting the scoop on Washington from our correspondent there, Anna Solomon Greenbaum. Anna is now leaving her post in the Capitol and joins me now to answer a few final questions. Anna, you got there just about this time of year 2 years ago. I'm wondering if it feels like it's been that long.
Well, it's strange. In some ways, it feels like a lot of time has passed. You know, a lot of policies have definitely changed. But in other ways, especially in Congress, it sort of feels like a version of the movie Groundhog Day, only in years. And that's because the schedule here, you know, it's always this basically the same. The same issues come up each session. But it's also because it's rare that there is a real change here, that a major piece of legislation does get passed. One bill that did get passed, you know, really early on when I was here was the Farm Bill. You might remember the very first piece I filed from here was on it. And it was a bill that had an unprecedented amount of money for conservation programs in it. But, you know, now just 2 years later or less than 2 years later, there are hearings going on already about how that bill is actually being implemented. And critics are saying that the money and resources from the USDA aren't actually meeting the promises of that bill, particularly when it comes to conservation programs. So that's an example of a bill, you know, it did get passed, but it's already sort of being picked apart.
Now, when you first came to Washington, the Democrats controlled the Senate, razor-thin majority, because Jim Jeffords had left the Republican Party to caucus with the Dems as an independent. And then with the election last November, the Senate switched back to being Republican. What kind of impact has that had on the environmental agenda?
Well, I think it's been significant for some issues. You know, the recent Bush tax cut, for instance, which many environmentalists opposed, passed only when Vice President Cheney stepped in to cast the tie-breaking vote. And we've also seen quite a few issues fallen off the agenda that were being pushed by the more green-leaning members of Congress. This, I'm thinking about, you know, climate change, chemical security, reinstating the Superfund tax on polluters. But the environment, you know, it isn't a strictly partisan issue here. Especially in the Senate, we've seen an increasingly strong group of moderate Republicans who've been going against their party leaders. There's also a pretty consistent group of Democrats who often vote with the Republican leaders. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with some of the president's policies right now. There's the Clear Skies legislation, also healthy forest legislation that would deal with wildfires that are going on. There's a lot of pressure from the White House to support those bills. But it's not quite what it was, you know, during the war in Iraq or even after September 11th.
Yeah, what about September 11th? And there was all kinds of speculation then that this was really going to change the environmental agenda. Did that happen?
You know, I don't think it did as much as people thought it would. It did, you know, in terms of the rhetoric, yes. Environmental groups, they laid low for a few months. Everyone was very wary of criticizing the president, criticizing government at all. And there were a few things that happened during that time that I think might have gotten more attention if they'd happened in under more normal circumstances. And there were some things that got, you know, forgotten, too, like the investigation into Vice President Cheney's energy task force. That sort of just slipped off the radar. And some things have been easier to push through because of the 11th, like the Pentagon asking for environmental exemptions for the military and also a move to restrict public use of the Freedom of Information Act. But I think, you know, maybe the biggest effect of September 11th has simply been the slashing of budgets that we've seen for all sorts of things. And that includes environmental programs. They've had to scale back because of the resources that have gone into security. But, you know, I think in general, the initial sense of urgency has faded somewhat and a lot of things have gone back to business as usual.
Christy Todd Whitman, the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, has just given her notice of resignation. It's not clear, I guess, who's going to take her spot, but what kind of impact do you think a new administrator would have?
I doubt very much impact. You know, I think it's pretty clear to most people who've been watching this that most of what's come out of the EPA in these past couple years has had a lot more to do with President Bush than it does with Christy Whitman. She's been in direct conflict at times with the White House. And, you know, she herself acknowledged that Colin Powell at one point called her a wind dummy for, you know, having to be the messenger on some of the more controversial announcements she had to make. You know, you remember the administration's decision not to support the Kyoto Climate Change Treaty, its weakening of some Clean Air Act provisions. So I'm guessing that the White House is probably going to continue to do what it's been doing, no matter who's heading the EPA. Where the impact might be felt would be more in next year's elections, I think, Steve. Everybody's going to be looking at this choice of EPA administrator in terms of how it affects the administration's environmental image.
What about those elections? How will the environmental agenda play there?
Conventional wisdom around here is that not much gets done in an election year. It's a time when people like to have their battles, you know, neatly wrapped up. They don't want to be seen as vulnerable. I think both for the administration and within Congress, it's likely that whatever's going to happen, it'll have to be relatively soon. So we might see, probably going to see them reauthorizing a transportation bill, maybe finishing up an energy bill finally. We might see some of this other legislation that the administration is pushing so they can count it as victories next year. And I think also one thing we're probably going to see, I bet, in the run-up to the elections is at least, you know, one piece of environmental policy coming out of the administration that's relatively benign, non-controversial, maybe something akin to the hydrogen car initiative they announced last year. But, you know, something that will draw some positive press and basically stump environmentalists who are themselves going to be trying to make the public remember a lot of the rollbacks that have been going on since January 2001.
Anna Solomon-Greenbaum is Living on Earth's Washington correspondent, wrapping up 2 years there. Thanks so much, Anna, for your service and your reporting.
You're welcome, Steve.